Because we don't know exactly when our family got a hold of it. So we don't know where it came from nor who made it. It's evidently just a homemade box. So somebody with a handsaw and some nails and so forth cut them out of a box and nailed it together and took them some little nails and put IU on this end or wrapped the wire around and got them some piano keys and drilled them a hole and throw that key down in there and stuck this end of wire around it where they twist it and get it in tune. This one had been hauled around in wagons for miles and miles. Never was carefully placed in anything, I don't think. Somebody was looking at that out there a while ago and told me, yeah, I said, there'd been a lot of mice raised in this thing.
It's responsible for a good portion of the world's mice population.
Why don't you tip that up so we can get a better look at it, Johnny?
Okay.
How are you too, John Gerber? See the difference in basic shape. And
all right.
This one Johnny Boyd here is holding, as you notice, as he was describing to you, is just a simple rectangular box with 9 sets of strings on it. Mr. Gerber, if you
nothing
would
heavy?
Comment on yours.
Considerably.
Johnny's has one treble bridge.
Hold it high.
They get a little heavy, too.
Now, this one doesn't used to be that heavy. You know, it hasn't gotten any bigger, but it's gotten a whole heck of a lot heavier in the last 50 years.
Maybe a lot of dead mice are still in there we just don't know about.
Hey, what?
By the way, while we're talking about that, and we're not kidding now, there's been many broods of mice raised in that thing. And it used to be as... We were a family of 10 children, 3 lost to the diphtheria and the diseases of the day that they couldn't control back then. But they raised 7 of us and 5 boys, and we all stored our marbles in that thing also. See, it made a good place for marble storage, and we did, no kidding. We stored our marbles in it. But it's had quite a life, and he said, been in the family better than 100 years, and... I don't think maybe it'll fold over the next 100, maybe.
Somebody hadn't thought about this for a while, but somebody was looking at this thing out there a while ago, and one of the ladies said she started to ask me about that. So I told her I had a brother that was 2 years older than me, and after I was about 6 years old, I was as big as he was, so we had a lot of real heavy arguments, you know. So one day he got mad at me about something. I don't know what he used, but he put, John is crazy. And it's still on there. I told him, I said, well, I thought about taking it off, but it's been on there over 50 years. So I might as well just leave it on there. One thing that you probably noticed is Jonathan over here, he's using wood hammers. I never called them hammers because I didn't know it was a hammered dustman. Now, if I'd have known it was a hammered dustman, I might have called them hammers, you know. But when we were growing up and up until long about 1970, before I found out that this wasn't a harp, we called it piano harp. Well, back somewhat over 100 years ago, around 1850, somebody in West Virginia was building a dulcimer, and he put some legs on it and so on and so forth, and it was called a piano harp. So anyway, that's what this thing was. And my dad, we lived out on a farm, and... We had plenty of baling wire. You know, we had to have baling wire, otherwise you couldn't have farmed because all your equipment would have fallen apart. So he used the baling wire to make these bows. And we like I said, we didn't call them hammers. They were bows. And that's a logical name because it's got a bow in it, you know. Well, he used baling wire, and he'd get him a piece of baling wire and make him a little loop out here and come back out here on this end and just fold it back to where he could hold it. And that's what he called his harp bows. So Roy, yeah, he was a mechanic, retired from Monsanto Chemical Company. Both of us did. But he was pretty handy with his hands. He got a hold of some stainless steel insulation wire and wrapped me up something, made it real pretty. See? So that's the reason I use wood metal where they use the wood hammers.
There are about as many style hammers as are all our dulcimer players. And each one has his favorite style. They're according to weight, length, just what's comfortable in playing.
We'll try to do another little ditty here.
By the way, if you go to buy a hammer dulcimer now that's made, most all of them are made on the style of Mr. Gerber's over here. You cannot buy simple dulcimer as Johnny, so if you want one, make it, okay? And the 30 minutes, I've never seen time fly by so fast, so to give you some more tunes, which I'm sure you're interested in, we'll go to it. And Johnny and I, for the next one, would like to do Knoxville Girl.
Got a question for you, Johnny.
All right.
Did you learn that tune from your father?
This one?
Yeah, that Nashville Girl.
No, I don't believe he played that one.
No, the Knoxville Girl, by the way, as old as that tune is one of the most recent that Johnny and I play, or Johnny plays and I back here. That given one did not come from our dad, but most everything we do is just what dad did, okay?
So
Dawson McCain. We'll do a little quickie here that we never heard anybody else do. Nobody other than my dad and, of course, us. And this little tune he called Goodbye John. And
all right.
Something like this. When I was a little kid, he had some words, too. I don't remember what the word was. But my name was John. And he'd play that thing and sing, and I was about 6 years old, and I would cry. You know. First thought I thought he was getting kind of serious.
Gerber, would you do them some more, you and Bob?
I'm glad she asked that.
Right.
Oh, well, I ain't smart enough to play notes with both hands, you know. Now, the way I learned to play this thing, I didn't even use this hand because it wasn't work. So I did it like I learned to play a piano. You know, and anybody can play piano if they just use one finger, you know. So it's just like using one finger playing the piano. I play all my notes with this hand, you know, and he plays notes with both hands. And all I do with this one over here, I just beat it, you know. I don't even worry about this hand because he ain't doing nothing anyway.
Again, that's what our dad did. He noted with right hand and rhythm with left, and it's Johnny's style also.
You notice this one here. Now, this one of the first songs I learned playing, and Mary Had a Little Lamb. It took me a while to do that. But if I play it with one hand. But I kept working at it, and I finally got it working here with this one, and it goes something like this. some kind of rhythm or something like that.
And that's truly the traditional way of playing hammer dulcimer. All the old dulcimer players played it in that way, accompanying it with the left hand.
Right.
I think somewhere along the line, modern dulcimer players started playing the melody in an attempt to keep up with fiddlers playing fiddle tunes. Maybe because I couldn't play the fiddle, I don't know. It was an easier way than playing the fiddle. Our next one will be Midnight on the Water.
Let me say one thing. The translation for dulcimer is sweet music, and can you get any sweeter than that, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, you want to let John do one more, and then we'll get to Wildwood Fire?
Okay, Johnny Boyd here said that he would like to do a sacred tune for you at this time. And what have you chosen, Johnny? Where the Soul Never Dies, or? Okay. Okay, by the title of Where the Soul Never Dies, we hope that you enjoy this. Thank you.
We're running about 5 minutes late here. We're pushing everything back a little bit. So I think we have enough time for about 1.5 questions.
If I got about a question and a half, maybe we can help you with it.
If not, I'm going to ask Mr. Gerber, to do one more short one, and then Johnny and I will close the program out with one.
I would like to express my appreciation for Johnny asking us to play. It's a real honor to play with a good traditional dulcimer player. The first one was Jack-a-tar, and the last one was Gallipede, or Yarmouth Reel.
We're going to get one more piece in here, but Roy and I were talking about the difference between the strummed dulcimer and the hourglass-shaped things of this type of dulcimer. This type of dulcimer is much older, thousands of years old. They have them in many countries and cultures, very similar things. In Hungary, they have one called a cymbalon, and China, they have one that I know by the name of Zhang. I know a player, a Chinese player, calls it Zhang, but I'll talk to other Chinese people, and they call it different things. Very similar principle, much older. The hourglass-shaped strum type is a relatively new instrument. I believe it was created here or up there in the Appalachian Mountains. But this is, it's not a dulcimer. They just picked up on that name, but this is a dulcimer. Let's hear one more piece.
All right. Johnny and I always love to close our programs out with a one of everybody's favorite, the Wildwood Flower. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We've enjoyed and hope you have. And I want you to give Mr. Gerber and Bob Parson over here a big hand for their performance party this afternoon. Thank you very much. And looking these instruments over, they'll back out on, from on the shed here to the back of the shed out of the way for the next coming group. And I'm sure that John, I know Johnny Boyd would be glad to talk to you and show you his, and I'm sure the other one would. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was informed. And now we have a fiddle workshop coming up. We got a whole slew of fiddlers. Ralph Blizzard will not be here, but don't worry. We have plenty of people in his place. I'm wondering if James Kelly has shown up yet. We're going to start off with him because I thought he had some place to go. So we'll take a few minutes and we'll get a whole bunch of people up here. And this is going to be another time for you to ask questions about the different fiddle styles and techniques. Thank you.
enough for right now?
Yeah, do another one or two.
Another one? Well, the people ahead of us played Wildwood Flower, but we'll play it for you again.
Right now, then.
Lucy and Troy Lovelace from Brandon. Now let's welcome Ralph Seaman from Jacksonville. He's going to play a little fiddle, tell us a few stories.
Richard.
Excuse me. Richard Seaman. Just met him today. He's from Jacksonville. He's got a black fiddle.
I got my tongue tangled up with eye teeth, couldn't see what I was doing.
More, Richard, but I like it.